Proclamation number 5241 of 26th of October, 1951. Positive and negative forces. Fall of the angels. In the beginning, everything that came forth from me was free, and even the spiritual substance which my adversary created out of visual with my strength had free will and was therefore externalized as independent in order to be able to experience the bliss of a free, perfect being. But the latter did not prove itself when it was put to the test of will, when it could assert its right of self-determination and was supposed to decide for me or my adversary. It did not prove itself insofar as it did not acknowledge me as creator and source of strength, even though it had the knowledge without which perfection was unthinkable. It therefore consciously placed itself against me and on the side of the one who let it come into being. Since this free decision of will, positive and negative forces have been active, and they will remain so until all spiritual beings are completely convinced of their origin from me and until all spiritual beings give me their love. Thus, until then there will be a battle between light and darkness, between knowing and ignorant beings, because imperfect spiritual beings have also forfeited knowledge. Thus they stand in darkness but want to assert themselves in the same way and therefore spread darkness where the light should shine. The battle between light and darkness rages incessantly throughout the entire universe, for with the spiritual beings apostasy from me, the introduction of error, of untruth, into the eternal light of truth began. It began the misunderstanding of concepts, it began erroneous thinking and conscious suppression of truth and the highlighting of untruth. And this battle is still raging and will not end until the last opponent from the kingdom of darkness has been defeated. 26th of the 10th 1951, wherever truth is, this is also recognizable as light to the forces which belong to darkness, and they try to extinguish the light, thus to fight against the truth, to veil it through dark shadows and to invalidate its light. But likewise the light is constantly fed from above, thus the truth is again and again guided to where it is gladly accepted, and the influence of both forces, from above and from below, is already the battle between light and darkness, but which people themselves bring to an end through their attitude towards truth and lie, for the human being is, so to speak, the object on which the fighting forces test themselves. The human being is the being which is influenced by both sides and now makes the decision whether he chooses light or darkness. For the human being is my work of creation which, as it were, is once again presented with the question as to whom it acknowledges as its Lord from eternity. He is again externalized as a free, thinking being. His will is free and can decide in every direction. It can change the dark state into light. It can receive the knowledge again which it once possessed but had lost in wrong use. The human being can increase the degree of knowledge and enter into the most radiant light, but he can also be in bondage to the one who wants to plunge him into ruin. He can make the decision and thus also provide the evidence that light can triumph over darkness, for a person who stands in the light can also command the dark forces and render them harmless. For he is now endowed with my strength, and he speaks, as it were, in my name, before him all the powers of heaven and earth bow down, and he represents the truth which originates from me and which will endure now and for eternity. Amen.